Thank you, Franco. So it's been a good conference, very impressive setup, and it's been a pleasure being here in Barcelona. When I looked at the lineup that I would be following this morning in this presentation, I was actually rather fearful that anything I might say would have probably already been said by this distinguished group of people, and it turns out that those fears were actually very well founded. The benefit to you is that I'll make this go rather quick, because a lot of this is probably repetitive. I will be brief. What I want to talk about very briefly is just give you my perspective from the standpoint of a U.S. operator on a lot of what you heard here this morning. And I continue, like Vittorio said, to be amazed at where we've come in such a short period of time as it relates to mobile internet and mobile broadband. And it has been a very, very rapid pace of change in terms of mobile broadband. It's been driven largely by the smartphone phenomenon that we've all experienced. It's probably happened as fast as any transformation I have seen in this industry in my 28 years. But as you heard the panel discuss, we're really on the cusp of taking all of this to a different level. And it's on the cusp of going to a different level by virtue of seeing these 4G speeds come online, whether it be HSPA Plus, LTE. We'll be deploying LTE mid-year of this year in the United States. And not only are we deploying LTE, but we're deploying it on some of the richest spectrum that's ever come online, 700 megahertz spectrum, which the service experience, when you combine these two, is really something that's going to be quite unique. And so the challenge is just to pause and consider for a moment what you've heard here this morning, that we're going to have not hundreds of millions, but we're going to have billions of endpoints hanging off of these 4G networks and this really prime spectrum. And it's not just smartphones, it's tablets, it's gaming devices, it's video viewing devices, automobile capabilities hanging off of these. And when you put this together, I hope you're like me and you sit here and you think there's a lot of opportunity and a lot of potential in this industry for growth. And I think what you hear us all talking about here and wrestling with is, what do we do to accelerate the pace of bringing this innovation, this capability to market? And if you'll just consider the pace at which mobile broadband has come before, you know, we've talked about mobile broadband and its potential for 3 and 4 year period of time. And it does seem to me like overnight we wake up and mobile broadband is pervasive and as ubiquitous as air in most of the countries that you've heard described up here this morning. I mean, it's virtually overnight, it's just become an integral part not only of society and how we communicate, but of business. And I think you're seeing the same thing happen as it relates to what we've talked about a long time now, and that's cloud and cloud infrastructure and cloud capabilities. You know, the cloud has, for the last 2 or 3 years, been this somewhat nebulous and emerging capability. But what was once nebulous is today now a very concrete capability. The infrastructure surrounding cloud is coming online. It's coming online at a very quick pace. And I believe that the cloud is going to prove to be a linchpin, a very vital element of all of this ecosystem that you've heard us all be discussing here today. And in fact, to tell you the relevance of this, we commissioned a study at AT&T over the last year. And the purpose of this study was to look at how people are consuming content, very specifically in the U.S. And what we found was really interesting. And that is, about half of the people are consuming content, the same content, on 3 or more different devices. So think about somebody accessing Facebook or somebody accessing video of some type or gaming. They're accessing that content on 3 or more different devices, whether it be a PC, whether it be a tablet, whether it be a smartphone. And I think this is telling us what you've heard a lot of the panelists discuss this morning, that our customers will not be limited by device and they're not going to be limited by OS in terms of how they access their content.
We have mentioned, or all the speakers have mentioned, about